AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Occidental's 16.7% month runs ahead of thin ENP participation. OXY closed at $57.07 after a small weekly dip, but the stronger four-week move remains above trend, while volume and activity pressure lag the price recovery. Research brief. Occidental Petroleum ended the week down 0.4% at $57.07, pausing after a 16.7% four-week rebound. The weekly trend signal is active, and price sits 6.5% above the trend line, but activity pressure remains negative, and volume was only 0.8 times the 13-week average, leaving the setup constructive but not fully confirmed. Key points. 1. OXY is up 16.7% over 4 weeks and 8.1% over 12 weeks, ahead of the U.S. oil and gas E&P industry averages of 8.9% and -3.0%. 2. Price is 6.5% above the $53.60 trendline and 10.7% above ShareMaestro fair value at $51.56, but still 15.0% below its 52-week high of $67.14. 3. Volume was 39.1 million shares, below the 49.3 million 13-week average and 57.3 million 1-year average, limiting confirmation of the rebound. 4. Activity pressure is negative at -0.60, while relative strength is positive at 7.31, producing a balanced but mixed weekly read. Price recovery pauses, but the trend backdrop is still active. Occidental Petroleum finished the week of 31 July at $57.07, down 0.4%, a modest retreat after three stronger weeks that lifted the stock 16.7% over the past month. The 12-week return is 8.1%, while the 26-week and 52-week returns stand at 26.9% and 34.2%, giving the shares a clear recovery profile despite the latest pause. The close sits 6.5% above the weekly trendline at $53.60 and 10.7% above ShareMaestro fair value at $51.56. That premium shows demand has moved ahead of the model, but the stock remains 15.0% below its 52-week high of $67.14 and is only 64.9% through its one-year range. The trend signal is active for a second week, with 26 of the past 52 weeks active, a middle ground reading rather than a durable trend run. Sector context supports the rebound. Industry breadth is less convincing. The energy sector had a positive week, with an average return of 0.5%, and remains healthier than the narrower exploration and production group on breadth. Sector trend breadth is 66.0%, and relative strength breadth is 77.0%, although only 21.0% of the group shows positive market dynamics pressure. The U.S. oil and gas E&P industry is more selective. Its average weekly return was roughly flat at -0.02%, with four-week returns of 8.9% and 12-week returns of -3.0%. OXY's 16.7% month and 8.1% quarter are therefore ahead of its industry, ranking 16th over 4 weeks and 14th over 12 weeks among 61 E&P names. The caution is breadth. Only 42.6% of the industry has an active trend signal, and just 6.6% shows positive activity pressure. Momentum has improved faster than participation. The main opportunity evidence is straightforward. Price is above trend, relative strength is positive at 7.31, and the stock has regained ground quickly from early July, when it closed below both trend and fair value. The move from $48.91 on 3rd July to $57.07 at month-end has changed the technical tone materially. Participation has not matched the price move. Latest weekly volume was 39.1 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average and 0.7 times the 52-week average. That is below the heavier confirmation seen earlier in the year, including 120.0 million shares in the week of 6 March and 134.5 million shares in the week of 13 March. Without stronger turnover, the rebound looks efficient rather than broadly sponsored. Risk is still present, despite the improved tape. Market dynamics remains the weak point. Activity pressure is negative at -0.60, even though it has improved over the past month, and the next week expectancy read is negative at 44.22%. for similar setup states. That combination argues for a measured interpretation of the active trend signal, rather than treating the monthly rebound as fully validated. Volatility is also running above the one-year baseline, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 5.9% versus 4.7% over 52 weeks. The distribution is reasonably balanced, with 30 positive weeks and 22 negative weeks in the past year, and average gains of 3.8% versus average losses of 3.6%. Watch next for whether OXY can hold above the $53.60 trend line, whether activity pressure can turn positive, and whether any follow-through arrives with a volume ratio closer to genuine confirmation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only, and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.